on Panthers Radio in association with Cynomics, joined by the Panthers defenceman slash forward, Fab Ricci. Fab, first of all, how much are you looking forward to getting back into action on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's been a good little break, but obviously it's always great to come back, especially now with the thick of the season, you know, going to that playoff push. It's definitely exciting, and we've got two big games against the Giants that we owe them. So, you know, the first one at home being a big one.
Talk us through the weekend before you had the break there. Two good performances. I know you lost in overtime to Sheffield, but especially Cardiff on the road. How happy were you with the performances there when you got 3 out of 4, 3 points out of 4?
Yeah, huge. I mean, obviously that Sheffield game left a little bit of a burn on us. We wanted that game pretty bad. I thought we outplayed them. We were like neck and neck with that's arguably the best team in the league. So it showed showed what we were capable of doing as a whole team when we're dialed into playing like that. So it definitely felt good, and obviously carrying over to a hard trip and going to Cardiff, we came out with those 2 points and, you know, battle tooth and nail, and that's how it's going to be for the rest of the push. Every team's going to be good, so everybody's going to be trying to get into playoffs, get seeded, stuff like that. So that's our mentality to keep that momentum forward.
You mentioned playoffs. How important is performances, especially like Cardiff, crucial with the playoffs getting closer now?
Yeah, it's massive because obviously with those teams that are up there that have clinched and not, we have to see where the seeding finishes. But the good thing about us is that we know we can play with every team. And obviously if we strap in and do what we did against Sheffield, do what we did against Cardiff, you know, coming into the break, I mean, we're not going to be worried about who we're playing in playoffs. We're just going to be, you know, focused on playing hard Nottingham Panther hockey and, you know, coming out on top.
I know you've not been here all season, but do you think guys look around the room and realize it probably should have been better this campaign?
100%. I mean, hockey's like that, though. I mean, the talent we had in the room, the team, obviously, like you said, I came a little bit later, but the results, often we came in the room and we played well, and the result just wasn't there. I mean, I think that's just how hockey is, and unfortunately, that was the season, but first half of the season, let's say, because our second half right now, we have a little bit of a different mindset to, you know, create a mini season now, and we want to get on a run and get that momentum moving into playoffs, and then moving into that final four weekend is the ultimate goal. And I think we just have to come together, and like I said, we saw what we can do when we do that, and we have no fear of anybody in this, you know, everybody in this league.
What about the fan support? We've touched on it before, but thinking, especially since the back-to-back games at Christmas where it was sold out, that's continued with 5,000-plus crowds. How much does that benefit the team to know that support is there every time you step out?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, every team that comes to this building knows it's going to be a hard building to play in just because of the fans and how great they are and how great they have been. Obviously, long history of, you know, this organization, the fan base just continues to grow, and we're trying to do our best, you know, to you know, make them happy as well as make ourselves successful and create success and bring that winning culture back. It has definitely not been easy for the fans, but that growing support, I mean, that we have constantly game in, game out is truly, you know, impressive. And we want to, you know, show them that this is the club that, you know, this is the team this year that we could, you know, make that Final Four push and get some success and get a championship trophy.
Funny, Fab, you've been away for a few days, but the beard's gone. Where's it gone?
Yeah, the beard stuck on the break. You know, I thought I had to get a little lighter. You know, so I shaved. Girlfriend came to town, maybe. You know, she forced me to shave. So that'll be back in a couple of days. Thankfully, for my Italian genes, I'll let it grow back relatively quick. So I'll have it back for sure. The mustache, too.
I knew we got one new signing, and looking today, I thought we got two. But anyway, thanks for joining us, Fab.
Awesome. Thank you, Ellie.